Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a blueprint for a switch up with old school rave pressure in Ableton Live 12, and we're keeping it beginner friendly. Now, when I say switch up, I mean at moment in a DNB track where the energy changes direction without killing the momentum. So instead of just looping the same groove forever, we pivot into something that feels more hyped, more chaotic, more warehouse, more rave. Think break edits, rave stabs, bass call and response, and a little bit of tension before the drop slams back in. The good news is you do not need a huge setup for this. We can build the whole idea with stock Ableton tools. Drum rack, simpler, operator, auto filter, saturator, echo, reverb, and utility will get us very far. And the goal here is not to finish a full track. The goal is to create a solid switch-up section you can drop into almost any drum and bass arrangement. Start by setting your project tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. That's a very natural zone for DNB and jungle-inspired material. Then set up three tracks, one for drums, one for bass, and one for your rave stab or synth hit layer. Before you get fancy, get the structure clear. A very beginner-friendly approach is to think in 4-bar or 8-bar phrases. So maybe bars 1 to 4 are your main groove, bars 5 to 8 are the switch-up, and then bars 9 to 12 return to the main idea. That phrasing matters a lot in DNB, because dancers and DJs both respond to clean energy changes on the bar line. Let's build the drum groove first. If you're using drum rack, keep it simple. Tick on the 1, snare on 2 and 4, and then hats or shuffles to keep the movement alive. If you want that old-school flavor, load a breakbeat into simpler. You can use slice mode if you want to chop it up, or classic mode if you want to manually edit the loop. A very beginner-friendly trick is to drag in an amen-style break, duplicate it to a second lane, and mute certain hits to create your own pattern. You do not need to reinvent the wheel here. You just need enough variation to make the groove feel like it's evolving. Now add a little groove from Ableton's groove pool. A light swing around 54 to 58% can give the drums a more human, rolling feel. Just don't overdo it. You want the beat to move, not drag. And if your hats feel robotic, nudge the velocity a little so they breathe. For the switch up itself, the drums should get a little more animated than the main loop. One good move is to make the last two bars busier. Add a few ghost snares, a quick hat roll, or remove one kick right before the drop back, so there's a small gap. That gap is important. Empty space before a hit makes the hit feel bigger. Now let's build the bass. A classic beginner setup is a sub layer and a mid layer. Use operator for a clean sine sub, or wave eatable if you want a little more character. Then add a mid layer, with a saw or restyle sound and lightly distort it. Keep the sub mono, that's a big one. Use utility if you need to collapse the width to zero. For the mid layer, you can keep it a little wider, but the bottom end should stay solid and focused. When you write the bass line, think call and response. Don't just draw in a busy line of notes. Try a short bass hit on beat 1, then another hit on beat 3, or just before the snare. Leave space between the notes so the drums can breathe. In DNB, space is not weakness. Bass is pressure. A really good beginner bass pattern often has only 2 to 4 notes per bar. That's enough. The switch up works better when the bass changes its shape, not when it just gets louder. Now we bring in the character layer, and this is where the old school rave pressure really starts to show. Load a short stab into simpler, or make one with operator using a bright saw sound. Keep it short and punchy. Fast attack, short decay, low sustain, and a short release. You want the stab to hit and get out of the way. This layer is where auto filter, echo, and reverb can do a lot of heavy lifting. A tiny bit of delay and a small room or plate, reverb can give the stab some space without washing out the groove. The key is to keep it rhythmic. Don't just spam stabs everywhere. Put them on offbeats, or land them near the end of bars 2 and 4 in the switch-up section. A classic move is to hit a stab on the end of 2, then again on beat 4, and then leave a little stop time before the dropback. That contrast is what gives the section its rave pressure. The stab feels stronger because it has room to punch through. Now we need the transition. And this is where the section starts to feel like a real switch-up instead of just a pile of sounds. Duplicate your break or drum loop and edit the last bar before the switch-up so it gets a little more intense. You can remove the kick on the downbeat, add a snare flam, throw in two quick hat hits, or cut the break to leave a half-bar gap. If you're working with auto, slicing at transients is a great move. It lets you shift a hit slightly earlier or later and instantly create a more human, more yummy feel. Once it feels right, consolidate it so you've got a clean edited clip. This is also a perfect place for automation. Try filtering the break or the stab layer so the sound changes as the switch up approaches. You can start brighter and dip darker before the drop, or do the reverse and open the sound up for a lift. Either way, the point is to tell the listener something is changing now. Now let's talk tension automation. This is where your blueprint becomes musical. Automate two or three things at most. That's enough. For example, you could automate reverb dry slash wet on the stab layer, echo feedback on a delay, filter cutoff on the bass, or utility gain for a quick dip before the drop returns. One simple and effective move is this. In the first half of a switch up, keep the filter fairly tight and the reverb controlled. Then as you move into the second half, open the filter a little, let the delay tail grow, and maybe pull the bass down briefly before it snaps back in. That tiny dip can make the return hit way harder. Remember, in drum and bass, automation should support the groove. You want the listener to feel the motion, not get distracted by it. So keep your changes obvious enough to hear, but not so extreme that the mix turns into fog. The drop back moment is just as important as the switch up itself. A lot of beginner tracks lose impact here because too many things stay on at once. So before the main groove returns, mute the rave stab for half a bar, leave only drums and a short delay tail, or create a tiny stop time gap. Then bring the bass back on a strong downbeat. That absence matters. Sometimes the biggest moment is the half beat where nothing happens. Especially in old school rave and darker DNB, silence can be a weapon. Now do a quick mix pass so everything stays clean. Make sure the sub is mono. Make sure the kick and sub are not fighting in the same range. High pass the stab layer so it doesn't clutter the low end. And check that your reverb tails are not spilling over the next downbeat. If you need a little more attitude, add light saturator to the bass or drum bus. Keep it subtle. You're aiming for pressure, not just loudness. A small amount of drive can make the whole section feel more rave without needing to turn the fader up. Here's a really useful coaching thought. Think in energy lanes. A good switch-up usually works because one lane steps forward while another steps back. For example, the drums get more detailed while the bass gets simpler for a bar, or the bass gets busier while the top loop gets stripped down. If everything changes at once, the listener loses the thread, so leave at least one anchor unchanged. Often that anchor is the snare placement or the sub-note length. Also, don't fill every gap. That's a beginner trap. The spaces between hits are what make the hits feel huge. Check the whole thing at lower volume too. If the transition still reads when your monitoring is quiet, the arrangement is probably clear enough. If you want to push it a little further, try one of these variations. You could make one bar feel halftime by spacing the bass hits wider and reducing the drum accents. That can make the return feel way more aggressive. Or let a tom, rim, or metallic hit answer the rave stab instead of the bass. That call and response feel can really bring the section to life. Another strong move is a drum reset bar. Drop almost everything out for one bar except snare, hats, and a tiny bass pickup. Then slam back into the full groove. It's a simple trick, but it works. You can also flip the filter direction. Most people open a filter as they build tension. Try closing it first, then opening it suddenly right before the drop back. That can feel more dramatic and less predictable. If you've got time, do the quick practice challenge. Set the project to 172 BPM. Make a 4-bar drum loop with a snare on 2 and 4, plus a break edit. Create a simple 2-note bass pattern with operator or wavetable. Add one rave stab on the offbeat in bars 3 and 4. Automate auto filter so it opens a little over the section. Add a 1/2-bar drum fill at the end. Mute the stab for the last beat before the drop back and listen to the space. That exercise is great, because it forces you to think like an arranger, not just a sound designer. So to recap, build the switch up on a clean 4-bar or 8-bar phrase. Keep the drums, bass, and rave stab rolls separate and clear. Use call and response bass phrasing for movement. Add break edits, automation, and controlled effects to build tension. Keep the sub mono, the groove strong, and the arrangement readable. And remember, in DNB, the best switch ups feel exciting, because they change the energy without breaking the momentum. That's the blueprint. Start simple, keep the phrasing clean, and let the pressure build naturally. Once you've got one good switch up working, you can reuse that idea in rollers, jungle-inspired sections, darker drops, and rave breakdowns all day long.